Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help someone like me? I'm interested in how natural and flexible your conversations can be.
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. Everything's going great here. Thanks for asking. But
Yeah, it's Mary.
I think you might
Yeah, it's Mary.
have me mixed up with someone else. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant. Still, I'm all ears. How can I help you today?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Hi, Mary. I'm familiar with Dasha.ai as a platform for creating conversational AI, but I don't have details on specific partnerships like with Vector Solutions. Could you tell me more about what you offer and how it might benefit my business?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha.ai's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for sharing that, Mary. Lead generation can definitely be tricky. Finding quality leads and engaging them effectively is often a challenge. Revenue growth usually ties closely to that. How exactly does your AI handle conversations to make leads feel like they're talking to a real person? I'm curious about the human level aspect you mentioned.
Tell me more about how finding quality leads and engaging them effectively has been a challenge for you.
Sure. Well, finding quality leads can be like searching for a needle in a haystack sometimes. You want to avoid wasting time on uninterested contacts, right? And engaging them effectively means having conversations that feel natural and personalized, not robotic or scripted. It's a balance between scale and authenticity, which can be tough to nail down. How does your AI tackle that balance?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our AI and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
That's a great question. If your AI exceeded expectations in a year, I'd imagine it means consistently generating high-quality leads that convert well, with conversations so natural that prospects feel genuinely heard and understood. Maybe it even frees up my team's time to focus on closing deals instead of chasing leads. Plus, seeing a clear boost in revenue would be the cherry on top. How do you measure success with your clients?
What do you mean by consistently generating high-quality leads that convert well, and why is that important to you?
Good point. By consistently generating high quality leads, I mean your AI would regularly find prospects who are genuinely interested in a good fit for the product or service. Leads that convert well are those who actually take the next step, like booking a demo or making a purchase. That's important because it means less wasted effort chasing dead ends and more efficient use of resources, which ultimately drives better revenue and growth. Does your AI have ways to qualify leads before passing them on?
Tell me more about how qualifying leads before passing them on matters to you.
Sure thing. Qualifying leads before passing them on is like a filter that saves time and energy. It means only the most promising prospects reach my sales team so they can focus on closing deals instead of sorting through uninterested contacts. It helps keep the sales pipeline healthy and efficient, reducing burnout and boosting morale. Plus, it means better customer experiences since conversations are more relevant and tailored. How does your AI handle lead qualification?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Right now, one big challenge is scaling personalized outreach without overwhelming the team. It's tough to keep conversations natural and engaging when you're reaching hundreds or thousands of leads. Also, tracking which conversations actually lead to sales can get messy. How does your AI help with managing volume while keeping that personal touch?
What are all the ways scaling personalized outreach and tracking sales messiness are affecting the business right now?
Great question. Scaling personalized outreach without the right tools can lead to missed opportunities because messages might feel generic or off target, which turns prospects away. It also puts a lot of pressure on the sales team, leading to burnout or slower follow-ups. As for tracking sales, if it's messy, you might lose sight of what's working and what's not, making it harder to optimize strategies and forecast revenue accurately. That can slow growth and waste resources. Does your AI offer any analytics or insights to help with that?
Can you go a bit deeper on how losing sight of what's working and what's not is impacting your growth and resources?
Absolutely. When you lose sight of what's working and what's not, it's like flying blind. You might keep investing time and money into strategies that don't bring results while missing out on opportunities that could really move the needle. It makes planning and scaling tough because you don't have clear data to guide decisions. Resources get stretched thin and growth slows down because you're not focusing on the highest impact activities. How does your AI help clients gain clear insights?